Blog Talk Radio.
And it said something about the 90s. Something about the 90s. It is the sweetest night day I know. If you love it,
oh, how I love the name Jesus.
Sweet name, yeah.
It's the sweetest name.
Sweetest name I know.
I know.
Look here. Some people say I'm crazy, but just the pain I can't explain. The power. When I call your name, said it's just like fire, shining in my bones. When the Holy Ghost gets to moving, you know He won't leave us alone. And it's all because there's something, yeah.
To me,
I don't know about you all. I can only give my own testimony on what he has been to me. And that's our destiny focus this week. Do you really know Jesus? Bishop Grant was with us on yesterday from Evanston, Illinois, Tabernacle of Praise. And he began to expound on that word on yesterday. And he said, do you really know Jesus or do you know of him? Amen, amen. Do you really know Jesus or do you know of him? Hallelujah. It was a powerful word, life-changing. Amen. And we're continuing on with this focus for this week. Do you really know Jesus? And we're just so excited to have with us again another wonderful, anointed, powerful man of God that's going to expound on this word today. But we just like to greet each and every one of you all in the matchless, awesome, precious name of Jesus on today. We'd like to thank you for tuning in to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries. We're on this radio broadcast Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 3 p.m. Central Time, and it's 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So wherever you at in the world, if you have access to the Internet, if you're able to get on the Internet, you can listen to this broadcast live, or you can call in and participate in our live broadcast at area code 858-683-1334. Once again, that call-in number is area code 858-683-1334. Also, by way of contact, you can contact us at newdestinyministries.com. We're on the web. We have a website, so that's www.newdestinyministries.com. You can also listen to these messages live on the website. And also, if you'd like to send us any praise reports or you'd like to share your testimony with us, you can do so too at New Destiny Ministries 54 at gmail.com. That's New Destiny Ministries 54 at gmail.com. Or you can write us at P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California. The zip code is 95205. We welcome you to also visit our archives. These messages are recorded live, and you can go back 24/7, and you'll be able to these messages in their entirety. Amen, amen. It's such a beautiful experience, and it's a wonderful opportunity when we can commit ourselves to the program of God. You know, sometimes we have things in our mind that we want to do, and that's good. But if we can align ourselves with God's plan, and we can align ourselves with what God wants from us, then we are in his divine will. And what better will than to be in God's divine will? Amen. And we'd like to say praise the Lord to Sister Patrice that traveled back on Tuesday and Wednesday from Oklahoma City. She's back here in the state of California. We're just so happy that she had a safe trip. Amen. We'd like to also thank God for our co-host, and that's none other than Sister Ruby Larry. And I'd just like everyone to just say praise the Lord to Sister Ruby Larry. I tell you, Sister Ruby has been doing a fantastic job with this switchboard and said, and I tell you, I'm just so very proud of her. She's a quick learner, and she has caught on quickly, and I just thank God for that. God always have a ram in the bush, and we thank God for the also for all of you, the wonderful men and women of God that come on this line and fellowship with us. By way of announcements, we want to tell you again, all roads are leading to Raleigh, North Carolina. I am excited about this citywide crusade that the Lord has given us. I'm excited about it, and as the time is fastly approaching, I'm getting more excited as the day go by. Continue. And remember, we're asking everyone to fast with us on Tuesday at midnight. Tuesday midnight until 4 o'clock Wednesday. And that was our fast day on yesterday. And if you can do an extra day, do it. I tell you, fasting will help you. Cleanse you. Fasting will give you another perspective on life. Fasting also will give you a closer walk with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I tell you, when you begin to fast and you begin to push back that, you begin to consecrate yourself and meditate upon God's word, I'm telling you, God will meet all of He will open up your understanding, and he will give you visions and dreams that he can explain to you about. You don't have to go and consult with anybody. God will open up your understanding. Amen. So with no further ado, we'd like to get right on into our word on today. Sister Ruby, Elder McCoy's area code is 662. That's four of his number is 8470. So if you can open up his line, we would appreciate it. Amen. Amen. We just in the name of God are coming to share the word of God with us on today. And we're going to go quickly and just open up with the word of prayer, and then we are going to bring our speaker right on in. Amen. So, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you once again, Lord God, thanking you for your goodness, thanking you for your mercies, thanking you for your grace, thanking you, Lord God, for giving us another opportunity to be in the land of the living. Oh, God, we don't take it for granted on this Thursday, June the 6th, 2013. Ha, somebody didn't make it this morning. Somebody wasn't able to arise and walk in a newness of life. But we thank you for giving us that opportunity. Lord God, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for the Holy Ghost on today. We thank you for all things. We thank you for being a God that always cares about us. We thank you for being a God that never slumber nor sleep. We thank you, hallelujah, hallelujah, for being a God that is always attentive to our prayers, always attentive to our needs. Oh, God, we asking you to remember our household in a special way, Lord God. Remember our spouses today, God. Remember our parents, our mothers, and our fathers. Remember our children and our grandchildren today. Oh, God, I'm asking you to visit those that are in nursing homes, those that are sick, those that are bedridden this morning, God, this afternoon, God. I'm asking you to minister to them this morning, God. The prisons, Lord God. I have a son in Angola, Louisiana. Lord God, I'm asking you to continue to touch him, God. You to continue to let your blood cover him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And not only my son, God, but all these women and God, that have sons. Hallelujah, way with sons. Some are in prison. Some may be out there in the streets, hallelujah, doing some of anything. I'm asking you to have mercy upon them, God. Remember all those men in Angola, Louisiana. God, and while you're traveling today, God, remember my sister Danielle, God, 20 years, God, hallelujah, but I'm still telling her that you haven't forgotten the Lord, God. Remember all those women, hallelujah, they are mothers that's in prison today, God. Stretch out your hand, hallelujah. Stretch out your hand, God, and comfort them, Lord. Let them know that it's not all over. Let them know that you haven't forgotten about them, God. Oh, God, remember your man serving on today, Elder McCoy, that is going to bring the word of life for us on today, God. I'm asking you to continue to touch him. Remember his bereaved family, Lord. He lost a brother a couple of weeks ago, God. Ah, God, and he has still living. I'm asking you to touch his mother, God. Touch his wife and his children, Lord God. Oh, God, you're the most child. Make provision for him, Lord God, as he's traveling all over the globe, God. Hallelujah. Not looking for no fame and glory. Hallelujah. But preaching and teaching the word of God. Oh, God, remember all the ministers on the line, the evangelists. Remember the prophets and the prophetess and the apostles. Remember the pastors everywhere, God. God, we thank you, hallelujah. We give you glory for what you're doing, God. Remember our grandchildren today and our great-grandchildren today. Remember our extended family, Lord God. Remember this nation as a whole, God. Remember those in Oklahoma, Lord God, that are going through, God, those that have lost homes, hallelujah, and have lost all of their possessions, God. Strengthen them, Lord God, and let them know that you're still God. Let them know that you see everything, God. Oh, comfort them today, God. Oh, we bless you today, God. And even as this word come forth, God, let it be able to touch somebody's heart today, God. Oh, God, let it encourage somebody. Let it inspire somebody, God. Let it open up our understanding, Lord God, where we'll know how to better to serve you, God, where we'll know better how to forgive one another, how to love one another, how to labor with one another, how to intercede and intervene on one another's behalf, God. We thank you for Sister Ruby Larry, God. We ask you to continue to strengthen her, Lord God. Touch her body, God, in the name of Jesus. Comfort her, Lord God. Remember Dawn, hallelujah. Remember Jarvis, God. Remember Sister Albertine, hallelujah. Remember Sister Patrice, God, Sister Tammy, and all those that come on the line. Sister Kim, God, remember her. Remember Sister Carter today, God.
Oh, God,
blessing goes. Open up our hearts. Open up our ears today where we can hear what does say the Lord. Do we really know Jesus? We thank you, Lord God. Bless Elder McCoy, God. God, I anoint him, Lord God, to deliver this word in the name of Jesus. It gives us great pleasure to introduce to some and present to others. Elder Elmo McCoy, all the way from Tupelo, Mississippi, by Montgomery, Alabama. Hallelujah, we give him to you at this time. God bless you, Elder McCoy. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, glory to God.
Evangelist Bernard.
Jesus.
Evangelist Bernard.
Yes.
His number is not coming up. Let me open up this other line with 213. Elder McCoy?
His number is 662.
Oh, that's not up here. Elder McCoy, 213-4318. Is that you? 213-4318. Praise the Lord.
No, that may be.
Evangelist coming.
Oh, that's Evangelist coming. Praise the Lord, Evangelist coming.
Oh, God
bless
praise
you, Lord.
Evangelist coming.
Yeah, we're so glad to hear your voice on the line, but Evangelist Bernard, Pastor McCord is not on at this time. 662-8470.
Okay. Well, he might be late getting on. Let me try to see if I can get him. Sister Ruby, who else is on the line? Can you give us who's on the line?
Sister Evangelist Cummins is on the line. Praise the Lord. Good to hear your voice. Sister Albertine is on the line. Sister Millie is on the line.
And who else?
Sister Millie, 3. And wait a minute, 504. Don just came on. So
okay,
he's not on the line.
We're going to open up the line, and I'm going to try to contact Elder McCoy. Just might be running a few minutes behind. But we're going to open up the line. We
okay.
would like to hear from Evangelist Cummins.
Okay, she's
not on. Yeah, we've been praying for
thank
Evangelist
you.
Cummins for the past 3 weeks and even had an opportunity to go and visit her. So we're just so glad if she's able to say anything we want to hear from Evangelist Cummins. I'm telling you, God has raised up this woman.
God
bless you.
Your line is open.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
God bless all the saints of God. The fervent prayers of the righteous avail as much. I thank God that he raised me up. I've never been this sick in my life. But the Lord raised me up. I felt the prayers of the saints. I thank God for all his people and the love that I felt through the love of God in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank God for raising me up. And I'm on my way to healing. I went to work on yesterday, and I thank God for raising me up. I'm telling you, I was at death's door, where it says in the 23rd Psalm, yea, though I walk through the valleys in the shadows of death, I was in the shadows of death, but the Lord pulled me out. I got a great shepherd, and I'm so grateful. And I just want to thank the saints for praying for me all over the United States, Guatemala, everywhere. They were praying for me. And my pastor came twice to the hospital, and the Bible said, call for the elders of the church and let him pray the prayer of faith. And let me tell you, he prayed for me, and things began to turn around. I had doctors that I didn't even know crying for me, that I didn't even know. That's how bad condition that I was in. I didn't even know how sick I was, but I kept on moving. But the Lord is able. I just want to let you know that the Lord is able to bring you out of the shadows of death. God bless you all. And I thank God for all the prayers of the saints of God that went up for me everywhere, all over, at my church, my pastor, Bishop Winston Singleton Sr., and all the saints, Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and oh, just thank God for all of you that prayed for me. I reverence prayer, and I thank God for prayer in the name of Jesus. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. I just want to let you know that, and I'm so grateful that the Lord raised me up. I have a different look on life now. I mean, some of the radio programs that I've heard over the past, over this radio broadcast, they came alive to me. Some of the messages and sermons that I heard came alive to me. And nothing matters. You can't hold any grudges. You can't hold any hate. You can't hold any deceit. You have to let everything go. You have to let everything go and reach for the Lord, because nothing else really matters. But you want to be with the Lord. That's the only thing that matters. And when you see him, you want to see his face in peace. You don't want to be holding no bitter grudge or no root of bitterness down in your heart, that you might be able to not be connected with truth. And I thank God that he delivered me. God bless you all.
The Bible said, effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man may avail it much. We all know where death is lurking and existing. I know Sister Cummings online, but the spirit of death was on Sister Cummings. Was on Evangelist Cummings. And she told me that, and also Bishop Pendleton shared that. You know, but.
And the doctors at the hospital.
So God ain't through with you yet, Evangelist Cummings.
He raised me up. And I want to see all those folks that's connected with the radio. I'll be able one of these days. I'm going to see y'all so you can see me. And I can get up and praise God. Because I'm a praiser. I'm a praiser. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. But death was on me. And I thank you for those wonderful 12 stem roses. They still looking good over here, too. They still looking good. They're beautiful.
You wouldn't have been able to see or smell those flowers in the grave, I tell you. But you know what, Evangelist Cummings, I just want to say to you, too, because of your faith in the sea, God have, and I say this all the time, and y'all might get tired of hearing me, God has a record on Evangelist Earlene Cummings, and God will come to your rescue. When you think not, God has you in the palm of his hand, and he's not through with you. But God does not allow us to go through certain events, I'll say, for us to have a different mindset. When you look at, you know, the Bible says heaven and earth is going to pass away, but God's word is going to always stand. It's going to be forever settled. This word will carry us when nothing else can. So we have to continue to look to God, but we also have to alter some things in our life. We have to make changes. We're not in our 20s anymore. We're not in our 30s anymore. We're not in our 40s. When you begin to mature in Christ, then we have to change some things in our lives. We have to know that we can't stay up late and rise early anymore. No, we got to learn some sense.
That's fine. I'm 66 years old, and I was still moving like I'm 26. You know, and I can't do that no more. But I want to tell you one thing. I have never experienced love. I have never experienced love through the saints, through my husband, through my children. While I thought I knew what love was, but when I got sick, I saw love. I felt love. I felt prayer. When I got sick, I felt love through God, through his people. God showed me love. And I tell you, it was a humbling, warm, beautiful experience. The love of God. And when my pastor came in there and he prayed favor, and I'm telling you, doctors that I didn't know was crying. I have a doctor that she's over she's a customer of mine. You've probably seen her before, Dr. Hart. She's over all the Southern California pharmaceuticals for Kaiser. And she came in there and was by my bedside to make sure I got the proper medication about 3 days while I was in, 3 or 4 days while I was in intensive care. And the doc, and I mean, when I left, a doctor cried. She said, "I was so worried about you." And she don't even know me. I mean, she knew me from just taking care of me in the hospital, but God gave me favor in that place. And I got a chance to witness, too. Got a chance to witness. they asked me. And I told them. So I just want to just let you know the love of God, and my husband's still watching over me.
Wow, that's a blessing. You know, and even me visiting Evangelist Cummings while I was there, two of her sons called her on the phone, and then I was able to see our baby boy. And you know,
Evangelist Bernard?
Yeah.
Evangelist, I think she dropped off. The line is open.
Oh, Lord. Well,
but anyway, I'm acknowledged. Sister T, you on. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. I'm going down the line. 504-9859. Sister Dawn, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hey, God bless you.
God bless you all, too.
Yeah, Vangis Cummins, 213-4318. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, fine.
1-8-8-4-4-9.
Sister Albertine, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but Evangelist Bernard, her line is open, the speaker, but it seemed like she dropped. Okay, caller Bernard has dropped. She's dropped. She should call back in a minute. But anyway, I'm acknowledging everybody. Sister Millie, can you hear me? If you can say anything. Well, maybe you can't say anything, but we're so excited to see your number back up into the broadcast, the switchboard. Okay, then, did you want to say any more, Vandas, early? You feel like it?
Oh, no, I done said enough, you sweethearts. I done said enough. I can keep, look, I'm so glad to be alive. I can talk on. I want to hear somebody else.
Vandas Bernard is coming back up. I'm a wire back in. Hold on 1 minute. Sorry about that. Vance Bernard?
Yes. Praise the Lord. I was talking. Maybe you all couldn't hear me, but I was saying to, as I was over to Evangelist Cummins, you know, her two of her sons called her, and then her baby boy, I was able to see him also. And, you know, when you are, When you're faced with a situation where it's either life or death, and you know somebody have been in your life and they are dear and precious to you, you know, sometimes I believe God allow us to have these experiences, not just for us, but even for our family, for Sister Cummins' family and her sons and her husband. And her husband said he was scared. You know, because he was looking at a possibility of losing his wife, and then her sons live in different states and what have you, and they're looking at a woman that gave them birth, that nurtured them and trained them up in the way that they should go. And when I met her, Lee, she was in the church. When I met her, she was a beautician. She was working 6-7 days a week, standing on her feet. She would leave work and go home and cook for all. She had all boys, all these males, and then she helped raise some of her nieces, great nieces, and what have you. So, Sister Cummins, God have a record on you, sweetheart. And this is the time for you to take a little time and let some of the some of the energy and some of the gifts and the love that you bestowed on your family. It's time for them to bestow some of that on you. You don't need to work no 5 or 6 days a week anymore. You in your mid-60s. This is a time when God wants you to enjoy your life. He wants you to travel. He wants you to be on the evangelistic field. He don't want you to be worrying and fretting how you going to take care of this and how you going to take care of that. All of your boys, you have raised them up in the fear of God. All of them are matured. All of them have good jobs. Let them sow something back into your life. Hallelujah. Yeah. This is a word from the Lord. This ain't me just talking.
Amen.
I told you that the other day when I was in Los Angeles. And I'm telling you today, take some time and enjoy your life with your husband. Enjoy the fruits of your labor. If we never can enjoy the fruits of our labor, what are we working for? I look
Amen.
At Sister Ruby. I go over to her house. Sometimes she's retired 24 years driving a RTD transit bus. But the Lord blessed her where she was able to retire. And she's in that house by herself. She said, I don't want nobody here. I'm fine. She has worked to achieve that. She's worked to achieve that. So now she can sit back and enjoy some of the fruits of her labor. Why we want to work and then God bless us to retire and have something and then we don't kill ourselves? No, God don't want us to be dead. He wants us to be alive where we can continue to witness, where we can tell people about Jesus and bring souls into the kingdom. He don't want us
Amen. Friends.
He don't want us worried.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Just bless the Lord that God bless Evangelist Cummins and raised her up, and we're looking for God to just do some great and mighty things in her life. Amen. I don't see. Do you see it? Do you see
what I see? What I done was when you dropped your call dropped, I went to all the saints on the line. So let me give them to you again. He's not on. Sister Millie is on. Sister Albertine is on. Vandis Cummins is on. Sister Dawn is on. Sister T is on. Who's that? Sister Kim, I think. Is that you, Sister Kim?
985.
So I got 4052468. Who's that? 405.
That's Sister Patrice.
Oh, Sister Patrice, are you on? It's 405-2468. That's Sister Patrice, I imagine. Maybe she's on mute. Okay, and you're back on under the bottom of Vance Bernard. And then we have a new number here, area code 267-6830.
That's Minister Donnie.
Okay, Minister Donnie. Okay, I think Sister Albertine. Okay, so that's what, 2468. I called them all, and Pastor McCord is not showing up. You said his number was 662-8470?
Yeah, that's his area code. I don't know. He may have got the time mixed up, but that's okay. We're going on in the name of Jesus. Is it open up the lines and
they
see
all
if he has
open.
Anybody want to testify? Our destiny focus for this week is, do you really know Jesus? Do you really know Jesus? So we're going to open up the lines, and, well, today was a day that we had set aside some time ago for a time of reflection, and since we don't see our speaker for today, we're going to have a time of reflection, and we're going to go on down the line and see if the women and men of God, the saints of God, would like to just give a testimony on God's goodness. We've already heard from Evangelist Cummins and how the Lord raised her up.
Hallelujah.
So we want to hear from some of you all on this evening. So
okay.
Sister Ruby, if you can start at the top and
yes,
work on down.
That's Sister Millie. I called the 770-2449. Sister Millie, can you talk? Okay, then we're going to Sister Albertine.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Sister Albertine. Praise the Lord. Go ahead.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Evangelist Menard. It's always a pleasure to hear your voice and to listen in every day that I can. It's just been, that's a testimony in itself. It's just to be a part of such a great group of people, and hearing your testimonies is what keeps me inspired, and your strength is what keeps me strong as well. It feels good to be a part of a family of praying saints, interceders, prophets, evangelists, ministers, because it really does help, you know, and heal the heart and heal the soul. In the last, I guess, a month and a half I've been coming on, my testimony is just being a part of a family and feeling a part of something.
Jesus.
Oh, Lord God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless you.
Because I don't care what you're doing in life, you know, friends and family. Sometimes you have that void in your heart and you just don't feel like you belong anywhere.
Yes.
But the first time in a long time, I feel like I belong somewhere. And I feel so happy getting up in the morning knowing by 1 o'clock I got to call in and telling my friends about it and, you know, and texting people and saying, please just get on and just listen. Today,
yes,
that's my testimony. It's just having you guys and the strength and the testimonies and the ministers and the evangelists to come on, it just strengthens you, and to be fed every day and to be led. And you are, when you say, do I know who Jesus are, it's you guys. You're part of the body of Christ. That's what God means to me, is to listen to you, is to hear your testimonies, is to share your life, you know, with people. That's a blessing in itself, because a lot of people won't tell you what they're going through. A lot of people, but what people don't understand, the testimony and revelation and then healing, you guys keep me strong. So, yes, that's a part of God. That's a part of knowing God, is knowing his people and hearing his word and to fellowship and to love. And know people will love you and pray for you and are willing to help you. That's all a part of it. And I thank you guys. I thank you so much. And God bless each one of you. I'm praying for all of you. I'm praying that God just opens up windows, keep you covered. Pray for your families, your friends, this ministry. I pray for you guys all the time, so know that you do have a sister in Christ and that I love you guys.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Hallelujah. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. We don't know what God has prepared for us, but we know one thing. For those that suffer as and in the body of Christ, God has something special for us, because he said, if you suffer with me, one day you're going to reign with me. And
amen.
Know that the word of God says there is no cross, no crown. So we have to take and it's not an easy thing to walk through life daily. And sometimes we feel destitute. Sometimes we feel alone. Like Sister Cummings said, Evangelist come and say, she's never known love. She's never experienced love as she experienced it those 2 weeks she was laying in the hospital. And after she came home last week, yet almost shot, she's the saints of God, and she said her family, they just poured out so much love to her. Yeah, because they was running scared. They were on the verge of losing this mighty woman of God. So guess what, people of God? I want to say to you all today, you know, as we're talking about do we really know Jesus? Well, to know Jesus is to demonstrate love to your fellow man. You can't say, I know Jesus and I love Jesus and I'm in fellowship with the Lord, and then we don't have no love for one another. We don't have no love for our brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. We don't have no love for those souls that don't even know him. Sometimes, you know, we're out in the street and we see people, and I've seen it, and we won't even say good evening. We won't even say good morning. I have my sister on the line, Dawn. And one thing I can say about Dawn, everywhere she goes, she's going to speak to folks. She's going to speak to people. people, whether they speak or not, that's just her, that's a part of her personality. Amen. So we have to convince people of God, demonstrating love. And how do we demonstrate love? How do we tell anybody about Jesus? And then when they look at our lives, it says something different. We have to love like Jesus did. He loved in spite of us. And
yes,
if God didn't love us in spite of, none of us would be on the line today. None of us would have a testimony about Jesus. But the scripture also says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb. What blood of the Lamb? Jesus was slain. And then we overcome by the word of our testimony. Some of us are too ashamed. And we've done some low down and dirty things. He said, the Bible says all of our righteousness is as filthy rags. So none of us was worthy of salvation. None of us was worthy of being called heirs and joint heirs with Christ Jesus. But because of the love that God had for us, he sent his only begotten Son to redeem us back. Hallelujah. We were nothing. So we have to keep that in mind. That if we're going to portray Jesus, then let's portray him by loving one another. Let's not be envying and striving with one another and jealous of one another. God ain't in that mess. He's not in that. God is a God of love. He said, I am a jealous God. God is a jealous God. Why is he jealous? He's jealous because he don't want us to put nothing and nobody before him. He want to be first in our lives. He want us to consider him before we consider one another. He want us to consider him before we consider our spouses, before we consider our children, before we consider anybody. We have to consider Jesus. We have to consider Jesus. Amen. So I'm going to go right on down the line. I don't know what happened to Ella McCord, but we're going on. God knows.
Praise the Lord.
I hope he's all right, and, you know, you haven't. Everything is working well for him. He could have got the time mixed up or something else could have came up, but we're going to be praying for him. So who's next on the switchboard, Sister Ruby?
Oh, praise the Lord. Sister Vandis Cummins already spoke, so I'm going to go past for a minute and go to Don. Don, 504-9859. Can you talk? Don?
I'm not great. I'm doing something, but God bless you all, and I thank you all. And, I thank you all for praying for Charles, and I've just been blessed. I'm still worried about him, but I thank God. I know God is in control, so just bless all you all.
Well, you can't worry about him. We done told you, worry is not of God. Don't worry about him. God has Jarvis in the palm of his hand, so don't worry about him. Be concerned, but don't worry.
Oh, okay. I haven't heard from him.
You haven't heard from him? Well, we're going to be praying for him before we dismiss, that God will bless, and you'll be able to go see him, and you will hear from him, and that'll take a lot of worration from your mind. Amen?
We're so excited to hear your voice, Sister Dawn. We see you every day on the broadcast, but I go by when I'm helping Evangelist Bernard, and I'll ask, Sister Dawn, can you hear? And sometimes you do and sometimes you don't, but it's a blessing today. So we're praying for you. Okay, we're going to Sister T.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Uh-huh. You're welcome, Sister Dawn. Sister T?
God bless you. This is Sister T. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go forward.
I just want to praise God. Just like the other evangelist said, I look forward to 1 o'clock being able to come on the line. A lot of times there's a lot of things going on with me that's trying to stop me from being on, but I just thank God because since I've been listening and been studying and just staying girded up in the Word, that the peace of God has came on me. You know, I don't worry about the things that, you know, that go on in life, that I know that God is in control of all things. But I thank you for just granting me that peace that, you know, when I go out and I'm able to witness everywhere I go now, I have no fear. And I ask y'all to continue to pray for Oakland, because it is truly a war zone out here. And they got some things planned to just even help my neighborhood, get people to know Jesus. Some evangelistic stuff is going to be happening in my area. And I'm just thanking God that he placed me over here to be a light in a city of darkness. So I just pray my strength in the Lord that I be the daughter that he called me to be. Amen. Jesus.
Amen. Sister Tia Vance Bernard, did you have a comment? Or?
No, we just thank God for Sister T. I tell you, and as we're doing reflection, this is a time of reflection. That's the name of this broadcast. And just reflecting on Sister T has been with us along with Sister Ruby and Sister Dawn. They've been with this radio broadcast since its inception. And I tell you, they have been faithful to coming on and sharing the word of God and listening to the many women and God. And when I look back and just, God, I tell you, and just see what God has done through this radio broadcast. I was looking last week, and I haven't looked at the stats this week, but over 48,000 souls have been impacted in some way or another by calling in, listening live, coming in the chat room, going back into the archives, listening to these messages. So I just want to encourage our leaders and our ministers and those that call in that God is listening. God knows our hearts. And you cannot make a sacrifice, and even if you're not a minister that has been called to preach and teach this gospel, the very fact that you're hearing the word, the Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word, hearing by the word of God. So we got to know when you come on this line, you're being strengthened. Sister T have gone through many struggles, and most of us on this line, we have. Hallelujah. But she keep on chugging along. She keep on leaning and depending on God. And God brings her out. He brings her out. So I just wanted to encourage Sister T to keep on hanging on. Keep on witnessing. Keep on telling people about the goodness of Jesus. She has invited people to this radio broadcast too. So Sister T, we love you. And we thank God for you. And we ask God to continue to let his angels cover you while you're in Oakland and San Francisco and Sacramento, and while you're out there, you're witnessing to souls. So be encouraged, because your labor is not in vain.
Thank you. I love you, Evangelist.
Amen. I think I got it right now, Sister Patrice.
Hey, praise the Lord. Family. Hello.
We hear you.
Okay, yeah, I'm back in California, praise God. I made it safely. God is good. And to me, it's been about the relationship, how I know Jesus Christ, how I know the Father through the Son, because I have relationship with him. And I just so appreciate the relationship with him, because you can go to him when you're having esteem issues. You can go to him, you know, from the bad to the good. You're just able to get in the presence of him. And I just love him so today, because I have lately here been struggling with my esteem issues. You know, I have on my appearance, how I look. And see, and the enemy will attack you if you let him. You know, and I also had struggles with fear, you know, certain areas of my life, fear. And how, as I was reading the word, is the perfect love casted out all fear, you know. And if you don't have that love, then, I mean, it's going to attack you. It's going to consume you. But for God, how you ought to seek Jesus, being who he is and what he has done, just merely for the fact of him, the redemptive blood of him has given me the privilege to step into relationships. And I just appreciate the broadcast and I just love you all, and I thank God for you all, and I ask that you continue to pray for my strength in him, and that God would, because I'm telling you, the journey back home, I was ministering to people, you know, even in Oklahoma. See, I never thought that I would be where I'm at today. I have ministered to some people. I've, you know, explained some things to people that I was like, Lord, that was in me? I didn't know that was in me. But God would bring it out in the hour that it's needed. And I just thank him for using me in this hour. And my prayer is that he continue to use me ever more, ever so more from this day on, you know. And I just love you all. You all have a blessed and wonderful day.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. I love the Lord. I love the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God is doing some great things in your life.
Jesus.
Just brought that too. She's been one of, I didn't call your name because you wasn't at the very beginning, but she's been with us with this radio broadcast for quite some time, and I tell you, these past few months, she's been on every day just about as she would just Oklahoma. And every time you get on this line and hear this word, bless the Lord. So we thank God you're back here in California.
Hallelujah.
101.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes, thank God for a safe trip back. We thank God for his angels healing and protecting you and bringing you home safely.
Yes.
So we've got a work for you to do.
Yes. Hallelujah.
God,
and thank
you.
You
do, sweetie.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. So God bless you.
Amen. We thankful. I got it right. I give her, I'm always her to be Kim, Sister Kim, and Patrice. Got it now, Sister Patrice. So thank the Lord for you. We're going to area code 267-6830, Minister Donnie, I think. Minister Donnie. You know, everybody's line is open. We can hear. Minister Donnie, 267-6830. Okay, maybe he's on mute. Okay, Evangelist Bernard, back in your hands.
Amen, amen. We just thank God for what he's doing. I tell you that Bishop Grant ministered the word on yesterday. You know, I have to go back and listen to that. It was an awesome word on yesterday for the body of Christ. And as he ministered that word, I began to meditate upon some of the things he said that were so striking. And, you know, the Bible says we have to encourage one another. And he spoke about the art of listening. Sometimes we're so busy trying to talk, and sometimes we're not listening to the other party. You know, and if you're not listening and you're doing all the talking, then the other party go away feeling bad sometimes because they weren't able to really express themselves and tell you what they were going through or what the Lord was doing for them. So sometimes it's good to just listen. Sometimes it's good to just observe. Sometimes it's good to just know that someone else may have a word that you need. And that's why the Bible said be careful how we entertain strangers. Sometimes we look at people and their appearance may turn us off. You know, and you're like, oh, they're this or they're that. You know how we just prejudge people? Hey, glory to God. But I was looking at the news on yesterday. I think it was yesterday or day before yesterday, and they said how this 84-year-old woman had hit the power bone. I think it was about $300 and some odd million. Now, she's 84 years old. Somebody may be saying, well, she's 84. What's she going to do with all that money?
Well, you don't know. God might allow her to live 100 years. And she'll be able to impact somebody's lives with those millions at 84 years old. So people of God, saints of God, those out in radio land and that are listening, you know, tomorrow, I always say it, and the Bible says it, tomorrow is not promised to us. And the scripture also says, take no thought. In Matthew, the sixth chapter, Jesus was telling his disciples, take no thought for what you're going to eat. Take no thought for what you're going to wear. God already knows what we have need of. And he said he would supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory. Quit fretting. I told him, look, I'm not going to fret. I'm not going to worry. I felt something on my neck the other day, and I said, what is this? And after I called now, it was gone. Now, had I allowed myself to get all into it, I could have thought it was some a knot or something. You know, when knots start appearing on you, you get concerned. But after I calmed myself down, I said, I ain't even gonna think about this. This is something, maybe something I ate at the time and caused that to come. But after I calmed myself down and didn't give it no thought, it went away. It went away. So sometimes, people, we can bring things upon us that shouldn't even be. That shouldn't even be because of just what Patrice said. Fear. Fear. Sometimes, you know, she said her esteem was low. I heard what she said. Sometimes her esteem wasn't real high. She had, you know, her esteem had dropped a little bit. And she said it mainly had to do with because of fear. Well, she also said God didn't give us the spirit of fear. He gave us the spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. And with this fear, we did that one, Sister Ruby. We talked about the acronym of fear, F-E-A-R, fear. And we said what somebody else came up with. It wasn't something we came up with. It says fear, false evidence appearing real. And that's who the enemy is. He is the creator of fear, because he's false and he presents evidence that's not real. False evidence appearing real. And that's how he gets us to be at one another's neck, because he creates a picture. He creates a picture. Then after he creates that picture, then he produces a spirit. A seducing spirit comes along with that picture that he creates. But once you get planted, once you get rooted, once you get grounded in this word, then guess what? You can take this word and let the devil know, get thee behind me. Hallelujah. He even went to Jesus when he knew Jesus had fasted and knew Jesus was hungry, and he told Jesus, hallelujah, he knew Jesus was hungry. He said, command these stones to be made bread. Jesus said, man should not live by bread alone. That's why it behooves us to get in this word and study this word for ourselves. Because I'm telling you, the Antichrist is in the land. And what has he come to do? He's come to save. He's come to seduce us. He's come to lure us away. And that's why we ask the question, do you really know Jesus? Well, if you really know Jesus, guess what? Then you should have a relationship with him. You should have a relationship with him. Nobody should compel you or make you to get in this word. Get in this word and find out what God's will is for your life. Many times we want to prophesy to people about everything that God is going to do for them. Well, today I want to remind you to prophesy and speak some things to yourself. Speak life to your situation. Speak life towards the things that you're looking for God to do for you. Because guess what? If we're not strong, then we can't strengthen nobody. The Bible says after you have been strengthened, then you go back and you strengthen your brother and your sister. But if you don't have no strength, how you going to pull somebody along with you? If you don't have no vision, how you going to tell them about the visions and dreams that is in the Bible? You got to have it for yourself. You got to get it for yourself. People of God, the mockers are in the land, and they are making mockery of God's word. Some are out here, there are false teachers, and the Bible says in the last day, perilous times are going to come where men will be lovers of themselves. They're going to be boastful. They're going to be proud. They're going to be covetous. Hallelujah. They're going to be lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. And that's what we're doing. If they say, hey, come on, Franklin coming to the city, we'll pack the stadium and arena out. Or but when we tell you that a man or woman of God is coming to the city and they have anointing on their life for prayer, how many people are we going to get to pray? Tell me, how many people are going to come out and pray? So, people of God, it's time for us to draw close to God. Draw me nearer to you, Lord. We're living in the last days. And as we are taught on Monday about Jesus being that open door, God, I don't know what you're talking about today. Ella McCall ain't on the line. But as we begin to talk on Monday about, do you know, not Monday, I'm sorry, it was Tuesday. Do you really know Jesus? Do you really know him? Has he done anything for you? As we began to elaborate on that, we talked about Jesus being the door. We talked about not coming in another way. See, some of us want to come in here a different way, but there's no other way. You got to come through Jesus Christ. You got to come through Jesus. You can't come no other way. If you come in any other way, the Bible says you are a thief and a robber. Hallelujah. We can't come no other way. We have to come through the door, and that door is Jesus. That's the door. So, people of God, I just want to encourage you all today to hold on to Jesus. Hold on to Jesus. Find out as much as you can about Jesus. Make a commitment today. Make a commitment. That's what God is interested in. He's interested in commitment. He's interested in our obedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. God don't care nothing about our $1 million. He cares about our obedience. He cares about how we love, how we treat one another. Do we really know Jesus? Do we really know him? Well, if we know him, we should be able to embrace Minister Johnny. We should be able to embrace Sister Patrice. We should be able to embrace Evangelist Cummins. We should be able to embrace one another and not have no hidden agendas, not be jealous, not be envious. There's work to do. The Bible says work while it's day. Because the night comes when no man can work. So, Sister Albertine, whatever you're going to do for the Lord, you got to do it today. You got to do it today. Tomorrow is not promised to us. Hallelujah. And as I close, I've got to take y'all here. Lord, I bless you today. I've got to take you all here. Hallelujah. Got a Bible that's so old, some of the pages are out. But I got to take you all here. And our speaker did not come. I got to take you all here. Do you really know Jesus? Turn to Romans. Lord, I bless you today. Turn to the book of Romans. And we're going to go to chapter 1. Let's go to the chapter 1. Let's start at verse 21. And this is Apostle Paul talking here. It says, because that when the new God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful. We're talking about, do you really know Jesus? But became vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened, professing themselves to be wise. Listen, people of God, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness. See, there comes a time when the Bible says, my spirit, God said, my spirit will not always strive with man. God gave them an opportunity when they knew him to glorify him, when they knew him to worship him, when they knew him to obey him, when they knew him to praise him. But they did not do it. He said, wherefore, on that verse 24, wherefore God gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own heart, to dishonor their own body between themselves. We changed what these devils did. They changed the truth of God into a lie. And worship. Listen, that's what Paul is saying to the people. He said they worship and serve the creature more than the creator. How many of us are worshiping these idol gods? How many of us are bowing down to a God that can't heal? To a God that can't deliver? To a God that can't even answer our prayer? They said they worship and serve the creature. We bowing down to a beast. We bowing down to our dogs and our cats. And guess what? We're not reverencing the creator who is blessed forever. Amen. But it goes further. Verse 4:26 says, for this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, they burn in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And verse 28 says, and even as they did not like to retain God, they didn't retain God in their knowledge. God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, magnanimity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, look at this, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. So we don't have to be doing it. But if we take pleasure in those that doing it, we are as guilty as them that do it. For this cause. But when you have an opportunity to reverence God, when you have an opportunity to serve God, when you have an opportunity to be kind and loving to your brothers and sisters and to your fellow man, and you do not do it, don't let God get angry with you. Don't let God give you over to a reprobate mind. Because once you get a reprobate mind, you will begin to call good evil and evil good. The day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. We're living in perilous times. Perilous times. Decency has fallen in the streets. You see women with women walking down the street kissing one another. You see men with men walking down the street kissing one another. It's an abomination. And God is not pleased with it. And you'll say, oh, I won't do that. Well, if God gives you over to a reprobate mind, yes, you will. So you better come in while the door is open. Jesus said, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, if any man wants to enter in, knock. He said, knock and the door shall be open. He said, ask and you shall receive. Hallelujah. You said, seek and you shall find. We better seek God. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let us go back to the old landmark. Let us be mindful of how we treat one another. Let us know Jesus in the fullness of his fellowship, in the pardon of his fellowship. Hallelujah. We need to know Jesus for ourselves. Hallelujah. And how do you get to know it? How do you get to know it? You get to know him by denouncing some of the hidden things. You get to know him by having a relationship with. You get to know him by spending some quality time with. You get to know him by pushing back your plate. You get to know him by obeying his commandments. You get to know him about how to treat your brother and sister. You get to know him about by denying yourself and picking up your cross and following him. You get to know it when you denounce anything that's not of God. When you separate yourself. He said, come out from among them, Sister T, and be ye separate. We can't run with the cutthroat. We can't run with the whoremonger. We can't run with the prostitute. We can't run with the liar. We can't run with the thief and the robber and the murderer. We have to separate ourselves, and we have to make a difference. We have to make a difference. We have to train up our children in the way that they should go. And the Bible says when they all, they won't depart. We have to get back to praying and fasting and calling on Jesus. We have to get back to laying prostrate. We got to get back to shutting in. Shut in! Some of these pastors won't even let you have all night prayer in the church no more. When I came in here, I met Sister Arlene Cummins. I worked with Sister Arlene in the hair shop for 7 years. We never had a dispute. Hallelujah. When we came out of church, when it was time for a communion, we didn't just take no communion any kind of way every first Sunday, every third Sunday. No! Bishop Singleton would have us to shut in, do a 2-3 day fast in the church from Wednesday midnight to Friday, 4 o'clock p.m., and then we'll have a little freak after we done fasted those 2 days, and then we go home, we come back, we get ready for foot washing. We will wash one another foot. The men would go in the back by the and do the men, and the women would be by the women, and we wash one another feet, and then we had communion. And guess what? Back then, we didn't have the little individual cup. Hallelujah. Bishop Singleton would pour that wine into a drinking vase. And then we drink out of that same vase. Erlene is on the line. She's a witness. But now all of these diseases that's running rampant in the land where we are afraid of AIDS and HIV and all of this. So now we got to get individual cups because we don't want nobody to be contaminated. Well, but let me tell you, baby, the blood of Jesus will never be contaminated. Hey. The blood of Jesus, it'll wash you white as snow. Hallelujah. And if you believe in the blood, if you know Jesus, guess what? You can pray the prayer of faith over your food, over your drink. He said, if you drink any deadly thing, he said, pray over it. Hallelujah. Call the blood over it. Lord, in the name of Jesus, as I eat this food, as I drink this drink, take all impurities out of it for the nourishment of my body. If any deadly thing be in it, Lord, hallelujah, take it out. But we ain't doing that no more. We're giving communion over the line. How in the world are you going to get? The Bible said, let a man examine himself. How do you know these folks is examining themselves? You don't even know how they look. You don't even know how they live. The Bible said, know them that labor among you. He said, these signs shall follow them that believe. If there's no signs, don't follow them. Huh? You better look for some signs. How you know about the signs? Because the Bible told me these signs shall follow. They'll lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Hallelujah. If you don't see no signs, baby, you better get away from them. Hey, glory, because you, after a while, you hang around with these critics, you'll become corrupt. And you'll be just like I read in Romans 1. In the first chapter of the book of Romans. Where all of these things came upon them because they did not reverence God. They did not glorify God. They did not retain God in their knowledge. Okay? Let me stop, Sister Ruby. I'm done. I wasn't a scheduled speaker for today. So we just did a time of reflection. Did we miss anybody?
Yeah, let me try one more. What is his name? Minister Donnie.
Amen. He may have his phone on mute and just be listening. Okay. Well, God bless you all. I didn't know how the Lord was going to move today. I thought Elder McCoy would be with us. Nevertheless, I make no apologies. We want to lift Elder McCoy up in prayer. Lord God, you know where he is. You know what's going on in his life. We pray that all is well with him. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you for Sister Ruby. We thank you for, hallelujah, Sister Millie being on the line with us, Evangelist Cummins. We thank you for doing the work still in her body, God. Continue to strengthen and bless her. Bless us to Dawn. Remember Jarvis, God. We're asking you to let her be able to go see Jarvis or get a word from Jarvis to know that he's all right when she wants word about her son. In the name of Jesus, thank God for Sister Albertine, Sister T. Thank God for Sister Patrice being back with us. And we thank God for Minister Donnie Woods. Amen, amen. Is there any more testimonies or anything anybody else have anything to say by way of announcement? I just want to let you all know to remember those dates for this citywide crusade. I'm serious about this thing. Some people might not think I'm serious. But when God gives me something to do, I'm serious about it. And the only way I miss it is God don't make a way. Hallelujah. But when God provides the way, guess what? I'm going forward. So I'm looking for as many as can to come out to Raleigh, North Carolina, for the citywide crusade. God is doing something. And it won't just be there. God is going to take us all over the globe to preach and teach this gospel. Hallelujah. To help some people where souls will come into the kingdom. We ain't trying to compete with nobody. We're trying to establish souls. We're going out into the highways and the hedges and compelling men to come. So mark those dates on your calendar. Block and lock those dates. September the 5th through the 7th. That's the weekend after Labor Day. That's this year. September the 5th through the 7th, so all roads lead to Raleigh, North Carolina. We're looking for Bishop Leo Lewis to be there, Pastor Edward Hamilton. We're looking for my cousin, Pastor Jackie McLemore. We're looking for Minister Billy Burns, who hosts our segment on Saturday. We want you all, those that are able to make a sacrifice, get up on Saturday morning and tune in if you have a powerful testimony or you just want to hear the testimonies of others. They will encourage you. Amen. And Elder Burns and Bishop Gilbert Patterson, they're down in the Carolinas. We're looking for even Prophet Michael Davis to come down and be a part of this citywide crusade. Amen. So with no further ado, we will be back tomorrow with Provoke Friday. We have an excellent life coach and pastor. That's none other than Pastor Edward Hamilton that teaches for our Provoke Friday, so you don't want to miss tomorrow. He always gives us such inspiration. He gives us so many nuggets to live by in the natural and the spiritual. Amen. So we look forward to seeing him and hearing him on tomorrow. So back into the hands of Sister Ruby, and I'll let her dismiss us with a word of prayer, and she can take us on out with a number. God bless you.
Oh, praise the Lord. Did anybody else have anything to say before we close out? All your lines are open.
God bless everyone.
Okay, God.
Amen. Thomas, when you get your strength back, we're looking for a healed word from you. So let us know when you're strong. We don't want to impose upon you right now because you're still healing in your body, but as soon as your strength is at its full capacity, then surely you know you have an open invitation to minister the word on this line.
God bless you.
And God bless everybody on the line. We're so thankful for how the way the Holy Ghost made this broadcast today. We just thank you and we praise you and we magnify your holy name, that nothing is missed. Nothing is broken, and we know it's able to heal, to minister, to go on. Thank you for each and every soul that you have allowed, you have drawn to us. Destiny ministry. Lord, we've been saying today from on. We thank you for your rhema word that you brought forth with Evangelist Bernard. We thank you for each and every epitaph. Albertine, each and every one of them on the line. We thank you for Albertine because she's, well, Lord, I know that I'm excited about my family on this broadcast, but what you, Evangelist, I'm calling you Evangelist, I know, huh? Seeing that the Lord has given you a ministry too.
That's right.
So each and every one of us on this line, Jesus Christ is the ministry. It's just blooming. Thank you. We praise you, Lord Jesus. We want to live to please you. We everything that's not like you, we ask you to strip it from us in the name of
God. In the name of Jesus.
Take us to the mirror and let us see ourselves. And it's
Amen.
Standing in the need of prayer. It's me trying to cleanse and heal you, Jesus. It's me that you have shown me. I don't know.
Hallelujah.
Me that you showing me that I can't fix my bills and live in this natural world.
Yes.
You have
thank
given
you,
me.
Jesus.
It's me, Lord, standing in the need of prayer. We thank
Amen.
You.
Thank you, Jesus.
and Donald act anyway, Lord, we repent because we don't want our prayers to be hindered. We want to know that you have not only heard our prayers, but you have answered our prayers. And we know you can. And we see it with Evangelist Cummings coming on, how you raised us. Hallelujah. So you say you know person. If you raised her up, you can raise us up through any situation that we have. Far as finances, you can raise it up because you own the cattle on the thousand hill. Everything belonged to you on this earth. You made this earth in 6 days, and you gave us everything we needed to survive. And we just thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Peshi bobo shia, peshi bobo shia no basa te basa, peshi bobo shia no ka.
Thank you that you take time in the midst of your people. Hallelujah, we want you to be pleased with our praises. We want you to be pleased with our heart. We ask you to confirm our heart if it's not fixed right according to your will and your word and your purpose. Hallelujah, we ask you to strengthen Evangelist Bernard as she gave us your word, Lord Jesus. Strengthen her, move on her behalf in everything. Anything that we need on this line. Hate us, you know the hairs on our head, you know our address, you know we married or single, the children, the grandchildren, the mother, you know everything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just thank you that you consider us and led us to this broadcast. Because without you, we can do nothing. Without you, we'll fail. Without you, we'll be like a ship. Hallelujah, that we may be worthy to sup with you. Hallelujah, that we may be worthy to go out and tell them.
Thank you, Jesus.
That we may be worthy to preach the gospel. That we may be worthy that our light will shine in dark places. That men will say, what must I do to be saved? Hallelujah. We thank you for this. We love you. We praise you. Oh, glory. We give you all the glory, all the praise, all the honor belong to you. We ain't going to praise men. We're going to praise you. Hallelujah. Because you're worthy to be praised of all the praise. Hallelujah. We thank you. We praise you and we magnify you, your holy name. Thank you, Jesus, for this opportunity. Thank you for thinking of us, Lord. That you placed us in this ministry, that we would hear from on high, and that we would change, and we say, Lord, what must I do to be saved? And stay saved. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you. And we give you the glory. We give you all the praise. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise worthy. Hallelujah. Worthy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We just going out praising your holy name. It's nothing like you in all the world. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for
thank you.
Thank
you,
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Shemo Shana. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Shemo Shana. Thank you, Shemo Shana. Thank you, Shana. Bless you for the prayer. Bless you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Eshe bobo yini anafa. Eshe yalana. We glorify you. Eshe bo. We glorify you. Eshe bo ya. Eshe bo ya. We praise you. Oh yeah. Bless the Lord. Eshe. Bless her for the prayer, Lord. Eshe bo ba. Bless her in her life, Lord. Eshe bo. Bless her family, Lord. Eshe bo. Bless her prosperous, Lord. Eshe bo na la sana. Eshe yana ma mo she ya. Eshe bo bo yini yana na mo ne. Eshe, I decree that blessing on the Lord. Eshe bo bo she ba 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 ye te bo 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 she. Iki bo bo shana.
Have a blessed evening. We love you. God bless. We close it out. Okay.